Welcome to the blogcast, Let There Be Luz. I'm your host, Linda Garcia, also known as Luz Warrior. The intention of this blogcast is to bring spirituality to the forefront, to not be afraid of what your intuition is telling you, but to encourage you to take action on it. Return to the one. This is the fifth episode in the Moon Cycle series. In this series, we will talk about what it's like to become a woman, how we've dealt with it, and how we deal with it. My intention for this series is to change the dialogue surrounding our cycle. Return to the one. Welcome back to Let There Be Luz. I am so excited to be with you guys this week. I feel like we took a week off. I hope everyone was able to enjoy last week's meditation. Please feel free to go back to the meditation anytime you feel like you need to reconnect with your womb. I think it's a wonderful exercise. I incorporated pranic healing, which is a sort of energy healing. If you follow me on Instagram, you've heard me talk about this before with Marcela Arieta. You can find her on Instagram. I'll put her information in the show notes. She is an energy healer and she brought pranic healing to my life. So I incorporated that energy into the actual meditation specifically to heal the womb and any traumas that may have occurred in the womb. There's all kinds of traumas that can occur in the womb throughout our lives. So I do want to encourage you to not only connect with the womb, but also do any work with the womb that you feel is necessary. And by work, I just mean paying attention and healing. And this is actually going to bring us into today's topic. Today's topic is going to be a little heavy, but I feel like it's an extremely important topic to get into. We have a listener. She wrote in to us with a very personal story. I do want to warn you that this could be a trigger, and I want to tell you that if you are triggered by this, then there is definitely an opportunity for you to do some work, whether you're triggered because you have an experience like it that you can relate to, or because you're triggered because you feel the need to judge. So either of those triggers, I think it's really important to take the time and see where the root of the trigger is. I want to remind you that this is a safe space and that there is no judgment passed on what our fellow moon sisters go through, have gone through, or will go through. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and read parts of her email to you. You'll be the first person I'll share this with. It all transpired just recently. 4 years ago, I had an abortion. Typing it is bringing me to tears. I did not want to have the procedure, and I still regret it till this day. It was a horrible experience, to say the least. My first period after the abortion was excruciating. I figured it was because of the procedure and that my body was, quote-unquote, adjusting. Month by month, my period continued to be painful, heavy, and depressing. It went from, oh, it's because of the abortion, to, oh, it's because I'm getting older and my body is just changing. Life kept moving and many things started happening around me, so much so that I never paid much attention to the change that continued to affect me every single month. It was bad, but I just dealt with it. Recently, I began to put myself first more often. I've learned to pay attention to myself and to get to know myself all over again. Around the time of the lunar eclipse and Mercury retrograde, I felt as though everyone and everything around me was in total chaos. Yet I was at peace. An indescribable peace. Nothing could faze me. I was one with myself. I started reflecting, meditating, journaling, praying, and I realized my body was angry. I finally got to the point of realization of what was happening for the last 4 years. I had been lost in the everydayness of life to even notice. My body was angry. I asked myself for forgiveness. I practiced self-love rituals, meditated, and prayed. For 4 years, I had 7-day menstrual cycles that would have me laying in bed for 2 to 3 days. I was weak and bleeding through pads every hour. Cramps would be excruciating and my moods would be off the Richter. The first menstrual cycle after I forgave myself was light, lasted 3 days, and was unpainful. And was an experience I can't even begin to describe. I'm going to take a short break because I feel like there's a lot that we need to process with this email. And I'm sure that there are a lot of you out there like myself that are already starting to reflect and look back and seeing how many times you've punished yourself and when you've punished yourself. So let's just go into a break and take a moment and reflect on this, and we will break this down when we get back. Return to the one. First thing I want to talk about is Mercury in retrograde. I want to talk about the fact that she was able to find peace during Mercury in retrograde. I think that during this time, she was able to tap into something that all of us should be tapping into during Mercury in retrograde. This is something that my intuition is telling me. Because Mercury in retrograde is so chaotic, there's confusion on communication, technology isn't working, everything is bananas around you. And that's because Mercury in retrograde is a time to go inward. And sometimes it's really hard for most of us to go inward and tap in. I know that this is sounding very familiar, as it sounds like the wise woman phase, and you might be asking yourself, what is the difference between this and the wise woman phase? And there is a difference. The wise woman phase is something that we're dealing with on a day-to-day level. It's a shorter time period. It is a shorter cycle. With Mercury in retrograde, I feel like this is something that is even deeper, issues that we're needing to let go of that we might not necessarily even know that we have deeper issues in the subconscious. There are most likely triggers that are extremely painful. We might have thought that we had forgiven somebody, and then during Mercury in retrograde, we come to find out that there is still stuff in there that is triggering you that you still haven't been able to let go of. So I feel like Mercury in retrograde is dealing with the much more deeper, darker pain that the body is carrying. And in the wise woman phase, it's a little bit more on the day-to-day level. So it's kind of like Mercury is a deep cleanse. It's a time to really get in there. Our listener, we're going to call her Sabrina. I just made that name up. Sabrina intuitively identified that there was something that she needed to come to peace with and come to terms with during Mercury in retrograde. So first and foremost, that's the first lesson that we can get from this woman's story, is that that is what Mercury in retrograde's purpose is. It is to quiet down communication with everyone that is outside of you and go inward and understand what lessons you need to learn so that you don't carry them into the next phase when Mercury goes direct. Sabrina was able to do this intuitively. She says she doesn't understand why, but this is how she felt. She felt at peace for whatever reason. And it was because exactly that. She was about to make peace with something that she needed forgiveness for. That was the first lesson that I got from her experience on paying attention during every Mercury in retrograde, what is being brought to the forefront. She was able to identify that. She knew that she had to pray. She knew that she had to meditate, and she knew that she had to journal. Had she not made time for self-care during this Mercury in retrograde, then she would have carried on this punishment until the next Mercury in retrograde. She would have continued to punish herself. And that takes us into the next lesson that I got from her email, which is punishing ourselves. Punishing ourselves over and over and over for the same mistakes. We also punish the people that we love over and over for the same mistakes that they've committed. I know I've done that plenty of times. And I think this is an important area to analyze, because I feel like when we are punishing the same mistakes over and over, we are also treading very dangerous waters, and that we can manifest these same mistakes over and over. So not only are we doing punishing for something that no longer exists, but we're sending that energy out into the universe, thus drawing it again back into our lives. So this is why it is really important to forgive and truly just let go and move forward. Otherwise, we are trapping ourselves and reliving the same experiences over and over again. This sums up the second powerful lesson that Sabrina has taught us through her experience, as she, month after month, continued to punish herself for the abortion. And essentially, I believe that she was reliving it. We're going to take a short break and take a moment and just process what we've broken down so far, and when we get back, we're going to get into the third lesson. Return to the one. The third powerful lesson that I received from this email is our ability to develop a strong tolerance for pain. And I think that sometimes that strong tolerance for pain can sort of be addictive. So just piggybacking on the last lesson, which was punishing ourselves over and over again, I think that a form of addiction and tolerance begins to establish itself. So we, in other words, are always looking for the punishment. Where's the punishment? I'm supposed to suffer. I've always suffered. It's really easy to find comfort and to find a safe space in an energy where we're constantly suffering. And a lot of that has to do with beliefs that were passed on to us from our parents, circumstances that we lived through. This type of addiction or this type of tolerance for pain can also lead us to self-sabotage when we begin to find happiness in an area or success. We are subconsciously constantly looking for ways to sabotage it because we are in need of the pain and we don't even realize it. So that takes me into the next lesson. Lesson number four, the power of the subconscious. This is a testament to how powerful our subconscious is in having the ability to do the punishing for us on a unconscious level. So in other words, Sabrina didn't know that she was punishing herself over and over. On a subconscious level, she knew exactly what she was doing, but on a conscious level, for 4 years, month after month after month after month, she didn't understand that she was actually creating the pain and the suffering that was happening in her womb. And this takes me into the last lesson, which is a lesson that we are all familiar with, and that is the power of forgiveness. We are constantly told throughout our lives how important it is to forgive, because when we don't forgive, the only person that is being punished is the person that is not able to forgive. So this is just another testament to the power of forgiveness. Sabrina was actually able to do that, and she was able to change the way she experienced her bleed. Isn't that incredible that she was able to identify what was wrong, what she needed to do, and it was rectified immediately? I think sometimes we forget about how powerful our bodies are and how we are capable of so much more that we don't understand, including the ability to be able to heal ourselves. I really wanted to dedicate this episode to her and to all of us, really, that constantly punish ourselves. I know that this could have easily have been chalked up to just one single lesson, but as I listened to it, there were so many steps that made the whole lesson. And if we just chalked it up to one lesson, which was forgiveness, I feel like we really miss important steps that it took for her to get to the point of forgiveness. So I feel like these were red flags that we can almost see manifest themselves in our lives and in areas where we need to find forgiveness and find healing. So I really wanted to take the time and just break it down step by step. I want to take a little bit of time, and I want for all of us, if we can, if you feel it in your heart, I want you to send amazing white light just pouring on to our moon sister. Just send her amazing rays of white light that are going to energize her and heal her and continue to strengthen her journey as she travels through the lessons that she needs to learn. And as you're sending this energy over to her, I want you to feel the karmic effect of that energy coming right back to you immediately. And I want you to begin to feel your body, your energy body, healing itself. Just take a moment to take that in. To our moon sister, it was extremely brave of you to write in and tell me your experience, especially with a story like this. I really want to applaud you. I really believe that your story, I know it has helped me and taught me so much, and I know that it's going to help and teach other listeners that are listening. What you've done with this experience is pretty powerful, my dear. And I'm really proud of you. There's so much power that comes from, I believe, telling your story and just letting it go. I definitely want to open up a space for anyone that has a story that is powerful like this one, and we can all benefit from and learn lessons from. I want to encourage that and just continue healing, continue on our journey. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I wanted to let you guys know that this week I'm going out of town, so we will not have an episode next week, but I would like to invite you to take some time and perhaps listen to the womb meditation once again, especially after hearing this episode, and maybe go into the womb meditation with an intent to forgive, to heal, to ask for forgiveness with that intention. I think it's a really powerful intent, and I honestly didn't realize how much damage we could cause to our womb, how much pain and suffering we could cause to our womb, not only by the experience that we heard today, but by many other experiences. Thank you so much for listening. Please find us on Instagram at Let There Be Luz. You can find us on Facebook at Let There Be Luz as well. You can find our show notes at lettherebeluz.com. You can find me at Luz Warrior. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast for the chance to win the 2018 We Moon calendar. Thank you. Till next time. Return to the one.
under the one.